This morning, beginning again, letting the thinking mind, the controlling mind, and the coaching mind, with all its habits and compulsions, rest. Letting the practice of here-ness, of presence and simple being, be heartfelt, which is supported by sensing the area of the heart, the lower part of the body. Dropping down, softening down. It's a little bit hard for the thinking mind to understand, but wholehearted attention is actually easier than half-hearted attention. So you can experiment. Wholehearted attention means we show up. Some experiences are pleasant, good and sweet, and some not, and some are more neutral. Can we awaken a heartfelt attention that does not contract in contact with experience? We don't have to like the difficult, we don't have to weave an extra story. Some things are challenging. But can we bring heart and kindness and compassion to ourselves as we breathe with the whole range of human experience, as we digest what has been lived, as we breath by breath catch up with ourselves. Let ourselves know and feel what has not been fully felt or known. It is a good support this day to notice, to breathe in that which is enjoyable, pleasant, tasting good, feeling good, as we breath by breath let go of the orientation towards high intensity, short-lived pleasure. We can begin to appreciate the little joys. Cool air, a warm sweater, the rustling of maple leaves, a particular color, a flower, a scent in the air, a pleasant feeling inside, or a joyful thought. We notice that which is fine. We don't need to go look for entertainment. But when something appears that brightens heart and mind, linger. Don't pass by too quickly. Take an extra breath so you really notice. Make it yours. Savor the moment. Wholehearted attention. Noticing that which is pleasant, the little enjoyments, is good practice. It is like a fine oil that lubricates everything inside. It makes practice more smooth and support us in turning to that which is hard for the heart to bear. So today, attune heart and mind to the little pleasures. Traditionally, in Japan, before the Gregorian calendar was introduced, there were 72 micro seasons, lasting sometimes only for some days. And these seasons, they had wonderful names like fish emerging from ice, which happened in mid-February, or rotten grass becomes fireflies in mid-June, or the rainbow hides in late November. Maybe today we can have our micro seasons and we show up wholeheartedly for the way the seasons change in heart and mind. That's a certain rhythm. It's not always logical, doesn't always make sense. But follow the seasons within with a steadiness of heart. This possibility we have to have a steadiness even when we're shaking. Even when we breathe with or we're catching up with old pains, it can still be moments of delight in the midst of it all. So let your senses become more attuned and sensitive towards goodness and delight. Enjoying listening, enjoying tasting, enjoying touching, enjoying seeing. And so again, today, we use an embodied anchor, the experience of breathing lower in the body. So we have a little bit of distance from the mind, so the mind can rest for a while. Or we use the sense of body resting on the ground, the touch points of buttocks and legs as our anchor for awareness. When we feel a bit more here, we can open the field of awareness to include embodied sensations as they appear naturally. Maybe a vibration in the skin, an itch, a pressure, a widening, a sense of density, a sense of lightness in the lower back, a sense of posture, or the movement and adjustment of posture. We follow, we connect with, we have an in-touch awareness with that which is appearing within the body as embodied sensation. Some sensations will feel good, some not so good, some neither. Notice, letting the field of awareness be wide so that everything has room to appear, just because it does. And if you find that you start to try to meditate from the mind, from doing it, or coaching, or controlling yourself, take a breath and drop down. If you find that you get caught up in a narrative and a story, just recognize and drop down. Some practicals before walking meditation.